Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. Every Thursday at 11:30, we check in with Rob Bradford, WEEI.com. Baseball is a boring podcast. Check him out on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get that on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. Rob Bradford brought to you by McFarlane Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlaneEnergy.com. Rob Bradford, how are we doing this week?
McFarlane. Oh, my goodness. I'm so good. The red-eye flight always seems like a good idea at the time. Always a terrible idea, finally shaking off that. So I feel good. Feel good to be with you guys.
Okay. Well, the Red Sox, watching them doesn't feel very good
these days.
How are we feeling about the ball club?
It's basically the same question that was given Craig Breslow out of the gate from Greg.
Yeah.
I think I will give a far less articulate answer and just say, you don't feel good. You do not feel good about this. And I don't know if you want mad foe, glad foe, or sad foe. I don't know what you want.
Wow.
But I'm erring toward mad foe because I look at this, what has happened, and I particularly that quote from Breslow in the Zoom call, you know, where he said, you know, we could end up with more wins. We think we end up with more wins doing it this way than basically if we were going to do it with the Devers. Well, it may end up that way, but even in this last week, there's been so many flawed elements of this. The biggest thing is that, okay, you want to turn this over. You want to turn over the vibe of the team. You thought you could get something back in terms of money and in terms of these pitchers. That's fine, but what you didn't do was you didn't replace a bat, and you just were counting on a lot of these players to take a step up. And they've almost all of them have taken a step back. And where that has left you in a tremendously uncomfortable position at a most important time as you wait for Alex Bregman and Masa Yoshida to come back after the All-Star break. So what I'm saying is that in this time where you are going to define whether or not this trade has worked, whether it's going to define whether or not you're going to actually be a buyer at the deadline, you've left yourself in a spot where you can't score any runs because you don't have that guy in the middle of the order. That's why I'm like, man, this is right now as we sit here, the timing of this just does not look good.
Yeah, the trade, obviously you're not going to help your offense with the pieces that are coming back, but it'd be easier to defend the trade if you're Breslow if we actually saw Jordan Hicks or Kyle Harrison. Are we ever going to see either one of these guys?
Yeah, I mean, Harrison's pitching tonight. I think that you'll probably see Harrison maybe in a week or so, Hicks the same way. But and I know that Craig came on and he talked about, you know, that, and I know that Alex has also talked about this, is that it's the pitching, it's the defense, it's the base running, it's all of this. But we can't ignore what not having an offense has done. Because I do think that when you don't have an offense, when you know that scoring runs is going to be a problem, that puts the pressure on everybody else. And that makes everything else worse. That makes everything else a lot more difficult. I think that's exactly what we've seen over the last 9 games here. So, yeah, I mean, I look at it this way. Is that, you know, and I wrote this today, if we want to juxtapose this against the Manny Ramirez trade, which is sort of along the same lines, middle of the season, turning things over for the sake of the clubhouse, so forth and so on. Well, you got Jason Bay back, and you also had other guys around him. Like in this trade, right now as we sit here, the unfortunate thing is that you're reliant on Roman Anthony out of nowhere to be a number 3 hitter. You're reliant on Carlos Narvaez.
When there's not a lefty on the mound.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You're relying on a lot of these guys who maybe have had decent years up to this point, and now they're taking a turn. There isn't the no doubt about it guys that you did have back when you traded Manny, and that's the biggest difference.
Yeah. That's fair. And I you said Kyle Harrison, because I feel similar to Keith, where Breslow is trying to defend the trade. And he's like, well, we really like what we got back. Hicks and Harrison. Mm. Like, what a return. It's like, they're in Worcester. Why is Harrison in Worcester? Are they manipulating service time to get an extra year of control?
Well, you could certainly make that case. Because I do think that if they get to the first week of July, they'll get an extra year. They'll also make the case of, and they've done this before with pitchers, where, okay, we're going to get you into our system. We're going to fiddle with this, fiddle with that. And then you're going to become the guy that we want. And we've seen that with other organizations. When they get a guy in, we're going to teach you what we see, and we're going to go from there. So I can't really answer that question. All I know is that
they do get another year of service time by waiting.
Yeah, I believe they do.
Okay. That kind of answers it to me. But
yeah, I believe it. Like, but you know, we'll have to dig deeper into that. But I do think this could could be right, man. Like, they could be right. These guys could actually be helpful pieces of a winning team. But I'll come back to it. The problem is that the timing of this with the offense is really, really tough to take, because, you know, and I've heard other people say this about the Roman Anthony situation, when they didn't want to bring up Roman Anthony, and they said that one of the reasons they didn't want to bring up Roman Anthony was because they didn't want to put too much pressure on him and drop him in. And then really, I mean, there's no way around viewing it how it is right now. Well, you've put a lot of the pressure on him. You're hitting him as a legitimate middle of the order guy. And so, you know, I look at it that way. Like, well, what has changed? And what has changed, obviously, is that you have no other options to go to. And that's where a big part of this situation is flawed.
Do you have any thoughts as to why Jarren Duran is taking a big step backwards this year? And also, what is the likelihood he could be traded?
I don't know why he's taking a step back. I think it's one of the biggest mysteries, because he's healthy. He was a dynamic. We can't forget what a dynamic player he was last year. I think defensively and offensively, he has taken a step back. So I don't have an answer for that. In terms of, is he going to be traded? I think we're going to have to ride this out. And this is one of the things that we said this when it comes to the Devers trade, this whole dynamic with this team. You have about a month. You have about a month to define what this whole deal, where you're going to land. Because I don't think there's any question that if you do think that you're going to end up with more wins with this team as after doing this deal, the whole plan was to have a good Jarren Duran at the top of the order. The whole plan was to have Jarren Duran be part of the solution, not part of the problem. But, you know, you have to figure this out. And if so, what I'm saying is that if they are selling, yeah. I mean, I think that Jarren Duran could be on the table. And by the way, guys, you know, I'm ranting and raving about what's here and then what's now. But I do think that you can still salvage this. And I think the first step you do to salvaging it is you have to actually be as aggressive as you were when you came to the Devers trade. You have to do this again. You have to be aggressive. Carlos Santana 2 years ago was traded. The Seattle Mariners were two games under 500. The Seattle Mariners traded for Carlos Santana and went on like this epic run, and where they went like 40-12 or something like that. And I'm not saying that's all because of one player, but if you're willing to be aggressive.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
In mid-June with Rafael Devers, you have to acknowledge that you have to be also equally as aggressive in late June when it comes to fixing whatever ails you.
Well, Breslow said that in his own robot way earlier today. He's like, asked directly, would they be buyers or sellers? He did say he wanted to add. I mean, he beat around the bush a little bit. But he did say he wanted to add. But that doesn't mean they're going to do it immediately. That might mean closer to the end of July.
But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, Adam. if you don't, and I get waiting, and you have to wait, and the market is
I'm tough. With you. Do it right now. I'm
well,
with you
100%. Have. I mean, this isn't your normal trade deadline for the Boston Red Sox. You have to define what you are earlier than you ever have been, because you have turned over the roster. You have thinned yourself out so much, and if you take a turn for the worse and you do wait, then you're going to dig yourself a hole that you're going to end up being sellers, and the conversation completely changes.
Trust me, you're preaching to the choir. I'd love for them to make a trade tonight. Is Bregman, what's the situation with Alex Bregman? He's not coming back until after the All-Star break. Boris the other day said he'd talk deal, which, of course, duh. We also had Jeff Passan put Alex Bregman at the top of his trade candidates list. Only a 10% chance of him moving. So what exactly is the situation with Bregman?
Well, I mean, in terms of the injury, is what it is. He keeps coming back. They better hope that he comes back right after the All-Star break. He was taking the Instagram him running in fields and everything else. So I thought there was maybe a cart before the horse a little bit in terms of him coming back. But, you know, that's about the timeline that we thought it was going to be. When it comes to Bregman, yeah, you're right. I mean, when Boris says that, it was a good get by Tim Healy. But when Boris says that, it's like, yeah, you know, like, what else is he going to say? So that doesn't surprise. If you're talking about when have you started talking with Alex Bregman, and I think that Craig Breslow, if you read between the lines, it doesn't seem like they have. Now, I'll say this. I hear everybody was saying he's going to jump ship. He's out after this year. I don't know about that, man. Like, I don't know about that. Like, I could see him staying. I do think he likes it here. We all know that his wife goes to school in the city, in Cambridge. And I think that he has liked it. And I do think that knowing that this is the Alex Bregman team, especially now that you don't have the mirage of the $300 million player perhaps at face of the team. No, I mean, I could see Alex Bregman staying here. So I would strongly suggest that I do not think he is going to be traded. I don't think he's going to be dealt.
How much longer can they keep trotting out Walker Buehler every fifth day?
Well, he's going to get one more at least.
Yeah,
I mean, he's going to get. I mean, it's honestly,
that's too many, Rob.
I know. I mean, if you want to match, and the one thing I like about Buehler is that he reminds me of Beckett back in the day, where like his best press conferences is when he's bad. You know, he takes accountability and you know, says I stink and all that stuff. And he also was honest the other night about how he understands the dynamic when it comes to the rotation and guys coming back. And that's true. I mean, look at, you know, you have Harrison coming back. Hulk, who knows what's going on? I mean, that hasn't really gone well. But I think it's really, if you have other options, he has to perform. Right now, you don't really have any other options. So you keep running them out.
What's going on with Cutter Crawford? And when I say what's going on, I know he's done for the year. What happened?
I don't know, man. Like, I wish I could tell you. I mean, maybe we'll get
try
some
to
answers.
We're going to speculate coming up. You haven't heard anything. You don't know anything.
No, I mean, we haven't seen him, and maybe we'll see him tomorrow when they're back home. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I know that, you know, they said, hey, this isn't anything
nothing to see here.
Yeah, don't ask any questions.
We won't tell you what happened. It was not a weird thing that he did. It was totally normal.
Weird.
How did you guys?
It reminded me, you know, anytime anything like this happens, a couple of things come to mind. Paxton Crawford way back in the day.
I remember that. What was that? He stepped on a glass or something like that? What was that?
Yeah, glass. I don't know what happened. Like, it was
hammered and fell out of bed.
I'm not saying this is the same thing, but anytime there's any mystery when it comes to injury. And then I remember a guy who I just interviewed, Michael Kopech. Michael Kopech, I was sitting in the clubhouse in Fort Myers, and everybody else had gone up to Bradenton, and he walks by the clubhouse with a cast on his hand. And I'm like, what? So I'm like, what happened to you? He's like, you're going to have to ask them. So I did ask them, and they were so fed up. They're like, nah, he got in a fight with his roommate. They were just like, that's exactly what happened.
Nice.
He got in a fight with his roommate. So, but I don't know. I mean, I hope that he's there tomorrow so we can ask him. But, you know, the thing is with Cutter Crawford, it's too bad, man. Like, he could have been part of the solution, but obviously not the case.
Real quick, because I know you got to run. How did you guys find out about Sale? Did the team tell you? Did he volunteer it? Did somebody report it? How did the Sale falling off
about
the bike
the,
come
what,
out?
What, the bike riding
yeah.
thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How did that? How did we find out about that?
They said it.
They said it.
they said
it. No, that's what I'm saying. So the team,
yeah,
the team told us.
Yeah, we forgot.
Okay, okay. I just couldn't remember. Okay.
Yeah, and a lot of people thought, you know, but that led to like, well, was it a bike? We don't have television footage of it, or we don't have proof of it. I mean, so and that led to all kinds of different questions. What are you doing riding a bike? All of that. But, you know, yeah, that's what they said out of the gate.
Okay.
All right.
Rob Bradford, WEEI.com, Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. Check it out on the Odyssey app. Bradfo, enjoy watching the Red Sox. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you later.
Thank
Thanks.
You, Rob. Right. You want to know a little bit of Michael Kopech? You know, I'm the WAG expert.
Yeah.
This one will blow your mind.
I know you're the
Do you know who Michael Kopech went out
no,
with
I have,
at one point?
I have
this
no
is
idea.
A deep cut.
Okay.
This is, your wife would know who this is. So, okay. Croy Bierman.
Yeah.
The football player for the Falcons. He was married, and they're like, it's popped
What's
up
her
on
name?
TV.
When you say her name, I'm going to know
Kim
it.
Kim Zolciak.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Who is like Real Housewives of Atlanta on a this Bravo show.
Kopech dated her? Or
Kim? No, daughter. Kim's daughter. Dated Kopech for a while. Well, I think he's with somebody else.
I think all these Bravo daughters now have a show.
Oh.
I think she's a
part probably
of it.
There talking about Kopech. She's like, yeah, 100-mile-an-hour fastball. Now he's with somebody else.
Could have been
me.
Could have been Paul Skeens.
That's right.
Could have just missed. It's Jones and Keefe. We're brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Red Sox won't tell us what happened to Cutter Crawford. But Keith and I have some guesses, some ideas.
Got some ideas.
As to what could have gone down.
Wrist injury, you say? All right.
Well, if it was a neck injury, I'd have a guess. I can tell you that. It's only two ways those happen. A car accident and something else, as Larry David once said. We'll get into that and some other odd baseball injuries. You just heard a couple of them there. That's next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.